For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. He was an American hero.
I hope that he stands as a lesson for all of us.
Senator John McCain, lying in state in a rotunda of the Arizona State Capitol. People stood on the side of the road to salute the hearse carrying his flag-draped casket to the rotunda. McCain's wife Cindy and seven children attended a short service where the senator was remembered fondly. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey paid tribute to him, saying he had the same type of strength and determination as his 106-year-old mother, Roberta.
You raised a remarkable son, and we are truly blessed that you are among us still. When we look to you, there's no doubt where John McCain inherited his determination, resilience, and tenacity. It was built into his DNA.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Hurricane Miriam is developing in the eastern Pacific Ocean, but at this time doesn't currently pose a threat to land, according to the National Hurricane Center. It's traveling west at 9 miles per hour and had maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. Hurricane Norman also developed in the eastern Pacific. The eye of the storm was located 500 miles southwest of the tip of Baja California. Forecasters expect the storm to become a major hurricane, Category 3 or higher, by Thursday. There are no advisories in effect. The school year has been delayed for more than 75,000 students in southwest Washington state. Teachers and districts failed to reach contract agreements. It was due mostly to salary disputes. Teachers in the state's largest district, Seattle, said they will walk out if a deal isn't reached by the time classes are said to begin, which is September 5th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president is still slamming the world's most popular search engine. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The president accusing Alphabet Incorporated's Google search platform of elevating critical news stories about him and his presidency at the expense of more friendly conservative reports. It's adding to the growing scrutiny of tech giants by policymakers. The president accusing Google and others of suppressing conservative voices, though he cited no evidence for his claims. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow telling reporters the administration is, quote, taking a look at possibly imposing new regulations on Google. A Google spokesperson's response to it all, quote, we don't bias our results toward any political ideology. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Talks continue as American and Canadian officials express optimism over reaching a new NAFTA deal by a Friday deadline. But there are some sticking points. Difficult negotiations on a number of issues are happening, including a dispute settlement mechanism. The Americans want it scrapped. The Canadians consider it essential to the fairness of any trade deal. Another major issue, Canada's supply management systems in the dairy sector. The system stabilizes the supply of milk to consumers who pay more for their product and limits how much dairy can come into the market. Dairy farmers want it protected. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.